You're listening to Native Fest, a series highlighting the art, music, writing, and culture of Native people living in Minnesota.
Bonjour, Anton Gema Tony Troyer, Indigenous Cause, Wagush, Indugu, Minua, Migizi, and Dodem, Gazagasquaji, Mekag, and Donjiba. My name's Anton or Tony Troyer, and I'm from Leech Lake. My native name is Wagush. Happy to be with you today. I've never really met an elder of any culture or race who didn't shake his or her head side to side and go, oh, kids these days. And that's because cultural change is an ongoing, inescapable part of the human condition. I mean, even groups like the Amish, who tried to freeze their culture and language in time, can't do it, and have to evolve, and have to be part of the larger world on a, on a certain level. And they also have attrition from people who just chafe under the yoke. So I feel like the history of human beings, it's like water rushing down a mountain. It tends to follow the gorges. Like, people follow the paths of least resistance. They do what's easiest. And once in a while, a really thoughtful, deep person who really wants to affect change, a lot of them just get swept by the current. But once in a while, someone's effective, and they don't do it by, like, stopping the flow. They do it by shaping the flow, and sometimes they cut a new gorge or a new path, and we can travel in a new direction. There's no way to go backwards in time. And ultimately, I'm not sure we'd want to, you know, and that doesn't mean that I don't think our language is critical, foundational, and important, or that our traditional life ways are not critical and foundational and important. They are. And I would agree with our elders who, I think for the most part, they love our people and they want us to be healthy and happy and live long lives. And they look at the toolbox that they were given that worked for them to get them as far as they have. And we should listen to somebody who's figured out how to live a long time, because a lot of our people don't. At the same time, their perspective is shaped by their point in time and their particular experience, as is anybody else's. And so I think we should be open to and listening to all ideas. We have to ask ourselves too, you know, at the same time that I have, you know, acknowledge this ongoing evolving cultural practice, how much can a people change and still be the same people? To be a legitimate Englishman, they don't have to go to Stonehenge to worship and pray, even though that's what their ancestors did. At the same time, they're so far removed from the culture of the Druids. Are they really the same people? Different people may answer that in different ways. A third of Minnesotans are people of German heritage, and most have been here for five generations, and they don't speak German. You know, they might go to Germany, have a nice vacation, but feel most comfortable coming back home to the Minnesota North Woods. There's a difference between having German heritage and being a Deutschlander. And there is a difference between having Anishinaabe heritage and being what our ancestors were. So there is something valuable there to hang on to hold on to preserve, to guide us going forward. At the same time, it is through no fault of our own that a lot of our people didn't grow up to be speakers or didn't grow up with the same cultural toolbox. And I think it's dangerous, you know, to blame and shame our own people. I've heard young people blaming their elders for not teaching them anything. And I've heard elders blaming young people for not learning anything. And I think both of those are pretty destructive approaches that we should look at our shared values, hopes, aspirations. I think most people would agree at least on living a long, healthy, happy life. That should be a goal. And then we should ask ourselves, how do we get that to our people?
Thanks for listening. Native Fest was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.